Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. As you study the Bible, you meet many great and wonderful servants of God. Consider the likes of Noah and Abraham and Jacob, Moses and Daniel, and the list could be extended from the Old Testament and into the New Testament. Well, our lesson will be concerned with the greatest of all the many servants of God, Jesus Christ. Consider the life of Christ as recorded in the first four New Testament books. Even though the number of days of his life that are mentioned are relatively few, probably around 50 days, we have the information God intended to give us to provide sufficient evidence that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. He is deity in the flesh. We shall consider the examples of service our Lord rendered and attempt to understand how he placed such a premium on serving in order to achieve true greatness. In Luke 22, verses 24 through 26, Jesus taught his apostles about being chief and about service. He said, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve." Matthew 23:1-11 contains the teaching of Christ about serving, in contrast with seeking the praises of men. And Jesus both taught and he demonstrated service, and he is, therefore, rightly called a servant. Look at him at the observance of the last Passover with his apostles as he washed their feet, acting as if he were a servant. And consider his response to James and John in Mark chapter 10, words similar to those that we read in Luke, when they were seeking special places, and he designated that the one that serves is the greatest. And he also designated himself as one who came to serve, rather than to be served, Matthew 20 and verse 28. What thoughts come to your mind when you hear the word servant? Now, there are some that see the word slavery, or men in chains, and owned as property. Well, such were servants, all right. And we are bondservants of the Lord, belonging to another. But we are servants voluntarily and willingly, and because of individual choice, not because service is forced upon us. A servant is one who does the master's will. And Jesus did this. He said, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God," Hebrews 10 and verse 9. In John, he repeatedly stated he came to do the Father's will. And as he was about to be crucified, his attitude was, "Thy will be done." Yes, a servant does the master's will. And a servant is subject to higher authority. He is a laborer, a worker. And he must be submissive. He must be obedient. Well, Jesus was all of that while on earth, providing for the salvation of mankind, Philippians 2, 5 through 8. And being a servant, while not dismissing self-esteem, it's the opposite of being selfish. One is to be desired, but the other is to be avoided. There's a difference between being a servant and being selfish. Being a servant is not having a poor self-image. It is not to be confused with humility. But again, one is desirable, the other is to be avoided. In Romans chapter 6, 16 through 18, we're taught that we're always servants. It simply depends upon who and what and how we serve. We are servants of what we obey. Paul said, "Whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." The Roman Christians had been servants of sin. But when they obeyed the gospel, they became servants of righteousness. But the point is, they were always servants, and so it is with us. In Philippians, the second chapter, it shows Jesus as deity, taking on the form of humanity. He did not come as a conquering war hero, or an earthly king over an earthly empire. Rather, he came as a humble and obedient servant. He did what he came to do according to the Father's will. And he finished the work that he was sent to accomplish, John 17 and verse 4. The work he accomplished was to provide the way for eternal glory for even the vilest sinner who will come to him for salvation. What he did for man could not have been done by a lesser one than deity in the form of humanity. He did his work as a servant of God and for the benefit of man. In Romans 8 and verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now the term firstborn, it does not merely refer to the fact that Jesus was Mary's first child, but has greater reference to his rank and his position among brethren. God's purpose for our lives is that we conform to the image of Christ. We are to be living sacrifices, Romans 12, 1 and 2. We are to follow his example, 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. As Peter imitated him, so as Paul imitated him, we are to imitate Christ, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. And friend, this is done by a process of spiritual growth. And we are to be servants, for he himself was a servant. And while on earth, our Lord went about doing good, Acts 10:38. He was born to die that men might live, and that we might have an abundant life, John 10 and verse 10. That is service to other people. Now, it was not his primary purpose to bring physical provision to the human family, but often he did provide physical things in the course of presenting the spiritual instruction and guidance that he came to teach. He healed the sick, he cured a nobleman's son, and a servant of a Roman centurion. He healed a Peter's mother-in-law of a fever, and the daughter of a Canaanite woman. Were not all of these acts service to those that were in distress? He fed thousands, once 5,000 and again 4,000, using but few loaves and fishes. He raised the dead, such as the daughter of Jairus, and the son of a widow from Nain, and he raised Lazarus. And someday he will raise everyone, John 5, 28 and 29. Now we cannot do all that he did, to be sure, but we can obey Galatians 6 and verse 10. As we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them that are of the household of faith. Never is the physical need to be emphasized, of course, to the neglect of the spiritual need. Provision of physical needs, however, is only a means and a tool to reaching the end, the provision of the spiritual needs for those whom we can serve. All have sinned. All have come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is spiritual death. But Christ came to seek and to save the lost, did he not? This was his very mission. And there is no other way to be saved except through Jesus Christ. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. Salvation is in Christ. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ. We're redeemed by his blood. And by the gospel, that includes his death, his burial, and resurrection, we are saved. And by his blood, we have remission of sins. This, friend, was his service to all of us. His cross is the drawing power. For he is the bread of life, and the water of life. It is as Peter once asked when some were turning from him, and Jesus asked his disciples if they would also turn away. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, John 6 and 68. No one does, no one can, and no one will provide for the spiritual needs of man as the Son of God has and continues to do. And being a servant, it's not an optional matter for those who would follow Christ. Serving is expected of those who put on the mind of Christ. And while there are different ways to serve, and we all have different talents, when Jesus said we must follow him, this included humbling ourselves and becoming servants of God and servants of our fellow man. And in the judgment scene that Jesus pictured in Matthew chapter 25, those that were commended were those who had done service for others. Those who were rejected were those who had failed to serve. We must seek out ways to serve, dear friend, so that we can walk in the steps of our Master, and not to just be seen of men, but to walk as He walked. And His steps will eventually lead us into the portals of eternal glory, and will gather around the throne of God as servants of the Master. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.